Zephyr stumbled to the broken window where Entreri and Dahlia had made their escape. He looked out at the street, now with fighting visible in many locations. Stonecutter Solace shook again with a tremendous explosion, one that put the monk down to the floor. He knew the drow were coming. He certainly hadn't killed either of his last two foes. Now fighting for every clawing inch, Afa Frenfear pulled himself back up and squeezed out of the window. He had to climb for the roof, he knew, his fingers settling on the top board of the frame. With great effort, the bleeding monk pulled himself to his feet on the sill. He picked his next handhold, then grimaced as he got slugged in the gut. No, not punched, he realized, looking down to see the hand crossbow bolt sticking in his midsection. Another joined it. Afa Frenfear knew about drow poison, of course, but that didn't trouble him nearly as much as knowing that there were a pair of dark elves, at least, coming into the room. He let go of the top board and stepped off the sill. From across the rooftop of the building before and below Stonecutter Solace, Artemis Entreri noted Afa Frenfear's movements, recognizing that the monk appeared in need of help. Entreri started to wave out to Dahlia, who stood atop the inn's roof as an elf woman once more. She looked down over the street. He tried to get her attention, but Dahlia seemed not to notice, her gaze set farther along to the west, down the road and the hill from the inn. Entreri brought his fingers to his lips, thinking to blow a sharp whistle to gain her attention. But before he could, Afa Frenfear simply stepped away and dropped from the ledge. The shocked Entreri understood a moment later when a dark elf appeared at the window. Down plummeted the monk, but his hands and feet worked furiously along the side of the building, catching holds and slowing his fall somewhat. But Afa Frenfear was surely in a weakened state, Entreri could see, and he hit the ground hard, his legs buckling under him as he rolled away from the burning building. And not far from him stood the drow with the sword and shield, the one Entreri thought he recognized as Tiago Beenri. A drow noble. Once more Entreri turned to the rooftop to call to Dahlia, and he was relieved to see her become a giant raven again, moving to the edge and springing off into the darkening night. He thought she must be going to Afa Frenfear's rescue, but could only shake his head as Dahlia swooped out and away from the building, flying right past Entreri's perch and farther on down the street. Hardly thinking of the movement, realizing only that he was the monk's only chance at survival, Artemis Entreri sprinted across the roof. Tiago Beenri had noticed the fallen monk, who was then struggling to stand back up, shaky on his legs and lurching to the side, his hand tight there, obviously against a wound. Tiago would have him dead before he ever readied a defense. Weapons in hand, Entreri had leaped down to the ground and sprinted to Afa Frenfear before he could even consider the seemingly suicidal move. He went by the monk and met the charge of Tiago, his sword blocked by that translucent, star-filled shield, his jeweled dagger ably taking the drow's strange sword aside. In his head, the assassin spat curses at Drizdo Urten. Drizzt had done this to him, he knew, all those acts and talks of nobility and community and friendship, all of that indeed had put Artemis Entreri into battle with a drow noble, superbly armed and with many allies all around. And all for the sake of a wounded friend. How has it come to this? The assassin asked with a helpless laugh. A golden, translucent shield appeared at the front of the bubbling ooze of Efren's magical smoke, and not a heartbeat too soon, for the huge drider let fly another spear, this one aimed lower, to pierce the heart of the cloud and the heart of the warlock who had just created the cloud. The spear hit the shield and deflected wide, spinning and shaking, but still deadly, as one unfortunate citizen, fleeing the battle up the road at the inn, found out. The huge missile caught him in the side, lifted him from the ground, and threw him back across the street, not far from where Ambergris shakily tried to rise. The man groaned and rolled, grabbing at the spear as if hoping to tug its barbed head free. He was dead before he closed his hands. The bubbling ooze around Efren melted away, and melted with it was the heavy net, the thick coils, those that remained at all reduced to twisted and charred lines of unconnected twine. The young warlock stood up, leaned his bone staff against his shoulder, and dusted himself off, his expression aptly reflecting that he was more piqued than scared as he matched stares with a huge drider. And though Efren may have seemed a tiny thing indeed, standing before a creature as large and imposing as this particular drider, who now produced a trident that was longer than Efren was tall, the twisted warlock was not the least bit intimidated by the half-spider, half-drow abomination. No, he was just angry. He swept his bone staff in front of him, releasing a wave of bolts of black energy, weaving around as they flew across the way to turn unerringly, burning into the drider. As the creature recoiled, stung but hardly defeated, Efren glanced back for Ambergris. He saw her, but she wasn't about to be much use to him, obviously. She had risen by then, and had her large mace in hand, but faced an enemy akin to his own, although a smaller abomination than this one, and, like the dwarf, female. Efren noted another possibility, though, and he held forth his staff, the eye on its small skull head flaring with the power of the negative plane. A line of red energy reached out from the weapon for the man lying dead at the end of the drider's spear. Efren spun back and stamped his staff on the ground, and the area between him and the closing male drider began to bubble and boil, and octopus-like tentacles erupted from the morass, writhing and reaching for the arachnoid creature. Just a few moments later, the newly created zombie shuffled by Efren, the long spear dragging at its side, and bore down on the drider, walking right through the black tentacles where the drider did not dare. "Tricks will not save you," the drider cried, ending with a grunt as Efren hit it with stinging black fire. The zombie wandered through, lifting its arms to rake at the drider. The drider impaled it with a single thrust of his huge trident and easily lifted the undead thing high into the air, tossing it far over his shoulder in a movement that reminded Efren of a farmer throwing hay. He nodded his admiration to the beast, then moved fast to his right as the drider skittered right, determined to keep the writhing tentacles between them. Distance favored him, Efren knew, and he threw another wave of black energy missiles, weaving through the tentacles and stinging the mighty drider yet again.
"How many have you got, trickster?" the beast howled.
"Forevermore," Efren answered, and simply to prove his point, he sent forth another wave. But the creature smiled through its grimaces, its expression so confident as to be more than a little unnerving. Efren glanced to the left to see Ambergris apparently holding her own on the porch of the building. As he continued moving to his right,